is Reese on the Radio.
And Ren, don't say we didn't warn you. On News Talk 1080, WTIC.
Yes, let's do it. Congratulations to Daniel V. of Newington. He is our latest recipient of a dozen bagels a month for 6 months, courtesy of Between Rounds, the Bagel Bakery and Sandwich Cafe, located in South Windsor, Vernon, and Manchester. If you would like an opportunity to win, you got to go to reeseontheradio.com. That's R-E-E-S-E on the radio.com. Put in all that information. Make sure you leave your telephone number and definitely your birthday, because if you don't, Roland will bother me about it. So put in your birthday where it says put in your birthday. And don't worry, you can leave your telephone number. I will not call you. I will not bother you, even if you ask. Okay, maybe if you ask, but do it there. Just go to reeseontheradio.com. That's R-E-E-S-E on the radio, .com. When we return, I'm going to play a little bit more of this back and forth. Tulsi Gabbard, who's laying out this dissertation of what happened in the Russia scandal, that everybody's pretending isn't important until they see handcuffs. Even the left thinking, calling it a distraction. There are even some people who've gone so far as to say, oh, come on, nobody is going to arrest Barack Obama. They believe that. Do I have to explain this? Let me explain this to you. Goodness gracious. Do you think that Donald Trump is going to let it slide now? After he gave a pass to Hillary Clinton, are you guys bugging? They try to put him, his son, his family in jail. They try to jeopardize their lives. And he was shot at. And another guy tried to assassinate him. Well, they called him Hitler and all of a sudden. You think that he is just going to sit idly by and not going to get his retribution? You guys don't, if it were you, what would you do? Forget about Donald Trump. If it was you that they had done this to, and you had the power, would you get him locked up? Barack Obama? Yeah, that's what I thought. Let's get to the BPS Traffic Center with Mark Christopher in the BPS Traffic Center. Hello, sir.
President of the Chris Murphy Fan Club, Reese on the Radio, on News Talk 1080, WTIC. WTIC.
All right, we are back, Reese on the Radio, and I'm trying to find this this piece that I was just looking at, but I was looking at some Andrew McCabe audio that if you were listening behind the scenes here, you would have heard me play. But Tulsi Gabbard, she was at the White House briefing, and she was talking about the information that was released about Hillary Clinton. And this idea that Andrew McCabe is trying to sell everybody is on CNN is that, no, these assessments were real and they were warranted and blah, blah. He's creating a bigger problem. And this is that slippery slope I keep telling everybody about, right? This is the slippery slope. By continuing with the conspiracy, openly talking about it, when you know damn well you are going to be, if not subpoenaed to a grand jury, you are going to be indicted for your role. You shouldn't be talking. And they're continuing to talk. They don't have a choice. Because, again, they could have taken Barack Obama's angle here and just said, these are ridiculous claims, and bounced. Then this stuff comes out, and it's detailed, and it is. And by the way, if you haven't read them, go read them. Just seriously, shut up and go read them. If you have this problem with what I'm talking about or what people are talking about in the news and you're screaming to yourself, distraction, distraction, go read them. Don't be a bum. Don't be a lazy bum. Go read them. And then come back and say, you know, it's a nothing burger. It isn't. I'm sorry to tell you this, folks. It's not. And I want to go back. Remember, I want you to listen closely to what Donald Trump said in the Oval Office. And this is the part that I really want people to listen to and understand, because this is you I'm talking about. Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. Donald Trump is a totalitarian fascist dictator. Donald Trump is a racist. Donald Trump doesn't care about anybody but himself, and he is ruthless. Donald Trump will exert his power, will use his power to destroy people. You saw what he did to Stephen Colbert. That's what you guys say about him. Now listen to Donald Trump.
If you look at that, those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they... Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it. And we have all of the documents. And from what Tulsi told me, she's got thousands of additional documents coming. So President Obama, it was his concept, his idea, but he also got it from crooked Hillary Clinton. Crooked is a $3 bill. Hillary Clinton and her group, the Democrats, spent $12 million to Christopher Steele to write up a report that was a total fake report. Took 2 years to figure that out, but it came out that it was a total fake report. It was made up fiction.
Now, I want you to take what you say about that man, you on the left. I want you to consider what you say about that man. The man who you claim circumvented the Constitution, circumvented Congress, and bombed the nuclear facilities in Iran. Right? The guy who operates outside the scope of the Constitution. A villain. A boogeyman. The devil. I want you to take all of that stuff that you told all of us that he was and ask yourself, after July 13th last year, being shot at, almost being killed on his own golf course, having a mug shot, 34 felony counts, having $500 million taken from him in a ridiculous real estate con job by Letitia James while he's on the campaign trail, everything that they've done to him. He finds out this, and you think that this is going to end with, nobody's going to end up behind bars. I thought you guys said that this guy would use the White House to go after his political enemies. And now you think that he won't? Now that he's got the goods? Tell me, somebody have the audacity to tell me that that's never going to happen. Explain it to me. I know there's a lot of people out here who think that they know Trump. I know there are a lot of people out here who think, oh, I met him, I hung out with him. I've tapped into how Trump thinks. You don't know squat. I'll tell you what I would do. I'd do everything you accused me of. And I would do it by the letter of the law. I would make sure that I had the Constitution behind me. But I swear to you, everybody would pay. Trying to put my boy in prison. You raided my wife's panty drawers. You raided my home. You called me a racist, a fascist. You compared me to Hitler. You wrote articles about me. You galvanized an entire half of the country to want me dead. And you think I'm going to find out you did some dirt to me and I'm just going to sit up there and go, no harm, no foul? After I get in here a second time? By the way, after you did it three times. Come on. We have a saying in Queens. You know, three strikes, you're out. You may know it as baseball. We know it a different way. This is three strikes, folks. Isn't it? So spare me all the rest of the nonsense, ladies and gentlemen. Spare it all. Spare me with your, oh, nothing's going to happen. Even to you MAGA folks, nothing's going to happen. We're 6 months in, and we're looking at one of the biggest political scandals since Watergate. It could be worse than that. In fact, I'm willing to say it is worse than that. And you're going to sit up here and tell me, nothing's going to happen. Ye of little faith. You guys didn't think Donald Trump was getting back into office. You didn't think Donald Trump would win in 2016. You didn't think Donald Trump would do half the things that he's done. Hell, you didn't think he could do three quarters of the things that he's done. Even you accolades still count him out. Who are you? It's made no sense to me, and it continues to make no sense to me. But look, like I said, you know, a lot of people say, oh, he's one of those MAGA folks. He's one of those MAGA cultists. Whatever. You know I've never cared. You guys can keep telling me that I do, but you know I've never cared. But it was Donald Trump who said famously on the campaign trail, I am your retribution. And I know he will deliver on that. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, I know he is delivering on that. Here's the audio I was looking for. Here's Tulsi Gabbard. I got to put her picture up. Where's Tulsi Gabbard's picture right there? For those who are looking online, look at that lady. Look at that lady. I want to have her children. Here's Tulsi Gabbard.
The report goes into great detail about the information that Russia and Putin had, on Hillary Clinton, which included possible criminal acts like secret meetings with multiple named U.S. religious organizations in which State Department officials offered, in exchange for supporting Secretary Clinton's campaign for the presidency, significant increases in financing from the State Department. They also had documents that showed the patronage of the State Department to State Department employees who would go and support Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. There were high-level DNC emails that detailed evidence of Hillary's, quote, psycho-emotional problems, uncontrolled fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness, and that then Secretary Clinton was allegedly on a daily regimen of heavy tranquilizers. Then CIA Director Brennan and the intelligence community mischaracterized intelligence and relied on dubious substandard sources to create a contrived false narrative that Putin developed a quote-unquote clear preference for Trump.
Now, you can say that DNI Tulsi Gabbard has no integrity, but I would only be forced to ask the question, based on what? She's reading the assessment of John Brennan and James Clapper and Andrew McCabe. The notes that Tulsi Gabbard is reading are from the people she's charging with treason, or at least the president is. That is their assessment of Hillary Clinton, that she was on tranquilizers, that she was erratic, and that Putin knew about it and would use it against her. Which is the reason why they were rooting for Hillary to be the president of the United States. If you got no goods on Donald Trump is unpredictable. If you got goods on Hillary, you can manipulate her any way you want. Hillary! Hello! Hi! Wonderful to meet you again. Hey, listen, we'd really hate for it to get out that you're on tranquilizers. Yes. Yes, we'd hate for that information to get out. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, we want to take over more than Crimea. Huh? Yes? We thought so. Okay. Thank you. That's what would have happened, folks. Oh. Hello, Hillary. You are wonderful again. Yes, we've taken over the entire Ukraine. Thank you. We won Poland now. Oh, no? No, you don't think so? Well, okay. Be ashamed. People find out about your tranquilizers. don't, look, I don't care. I don't care. I really don't. Because I knew that, I knew this was going to be dirty today. I felt it. I felt it when I woke up this morning. God, this is going to be dirty. And it was. It's so dirty. And you guys, look, you say what you want. Call it a distraction. But I'm going to annihilate that narrative when we get back. So don't go anywhere, folks. You make sure you stick around. You guys love this Epstein story. And every day I talk about it, I stick another hole in it. I mean, it looks like Swiss cheese already, but I'm going to do more damage to it today. Okay? So you stick around about that. And it is about the story that I am loving that the New York Times reported on. You remember? I talked about it on Monday. New York Times did like 2,000 word essay on Maria Farmer. I bet you don't know what I know. But again, like I said before, and Timmy got mad at me, I'm not lazy. I do my job, and I am thoroughly researching. It's my job because I have to deliver it to you. Why listen to the news? You have Reese on the radio. Why? Why? That's what I'm here for. I'm here to do the job that you won't do. Huh? And we give weather and traffic. Huh? I mean, give it up for us at WTIC, for crying out loud. You got Emmy Award winners. You got traffic. You have traffic geniuses, weather meteorologists. We have a meteorologist. I've never worked with a meteorologist. Have you? I got Jason Katerina. He's probably one of the best looking meteorologists there out there, except for those chicks that work out in Mexico. That's a different thing. Completely different breed. But nonetheless, come on. It's the only reason why you need to check out the show. Because you know I'm going to give it to you. I'm giving it to you straight. Absolutely. That's her picture right there. As what is it Eddie Murphy says in Coming to America? Play so fine, don't you agree? She's a beautiful woman. I give it to Tulsi Gabbard. God. All right, when we come back, stick around. Remember that name, folks. Maria Farmer. She's been in all the news. You don't want to miss this when we get back. Let's get some weather traffic, the aforementioned. No, not yet. Okay. All right. We'll keep going until they get here. Thank you for doing, thank you for doing this. God bless you. Thank you, Carl. I appreciate you too. What does Lori says? Hillary Rodham Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and the Ukrainian won. That's right. What was it? Uranium one, I'm sorry. That was collusion as the Secretary of State. That's right. She gave those contracts to Russians. I'll never forget that either. Anyway, let's get to weather and traffic with Jason Katerina, aforementioned, and Mark Christopher in the BPS Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Stay locked in. Locked in. Reese on the radio is on WTIC. News Talk 1080.
All right, let's get into this. So as you heard at the top of the hour, which again, talk about desperate. The Wall Street Journal is reporting Justice Department told Trump in May that his name is among many in the Epstein files. What does that mean? It's in the, and what does the Epstein files mean? His name may be in the Epstein files, which means what? Because I would go so far as to say in the Epstein files suggest in the files, committed a crime. Is that the case? Who else is in the Epstein files? Is it safe to say that Bill Clinton's in the Epstein files, folks? Of course it is. In fact, according to a lot of reports, a lot of celebrities, a lot of politicians, all in the files. There is nothing to see here, but it is desperate, and that means that Russiagate is hurting them. That's why it was released today. They could have released it any other day. Here's a part of it. Let's go into it. When the Justice Department officials reviewed what Attorney General Pam Bondi called a truckload of documents related to Jeffrey Epstein earlier this year, they discovered that Donald Trump's name appeared multiple times, according to senior administration officials. In May, Bondi and her deputy informed the president at a meeting in the White House that his name was in the Epstein files, the official said. Many other high-profile figures were also named. Trump was told. Being mentioned in the records isn't a sign of wrongdoing, the Washington Post wrote. The official said it was a routine briefing that covered a number of topics and that Trump's appearance in the documents wasn't the focus. They told the president at the meeting that the files contained what the officials felt was unverified hearsay about many people, including Trump, who had socialized with Epstein in the past. Some of the officials said, one of the officials familiar with the documents said they contained hundreds of others' names. They also told Trump that senior Justice Department officials didn't plan to release any more documents related to the investigation because the material contained what they called child pornography and victims' personal information, the official said. Trump said at the meeting that he would defer to the Justice Department's decision not to release any further files. The meeting set the stage for a high-profile review to come at the end. Bondi had said in February that Epstein's client list was sitting on her desk right now for review. Trump said last week in response to a journalist's question that Bondi hadn't told him that his name was in the files. The administration didn't publicly announce the decision until weeks later on July 7th, when the Justice Department posted a memo on its website. The statement, which was unsigned, stated that through a review had turned up no list of Epstein's clients. That's what it says. That's the argument. But it's the headline that matters. When we come back, we'll talk about the headlines. You stick around. You're going to love this. Or hate it. Let's get to Jason Catarina and Mark Christopher in the BPS Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
The self-proclaimed love child of Rush Limbaugh.
We're running a strange program, y'all.
Reese on the radio on News Talk 1080 WTIC.
All right, now, pay very, very close attention, folks, because what we're going to do is jump in a DeLorean and ride with Marty McFly and Doc Brown. We're not going to travel too far back in time, folks. We're just going to travel back in time. Now, you might remember on Monday, I talked to you about a New York Times article. It was July 20th. That was Monday, right? 27th and Sunday. No, it was Sunday. Sorry, it was Sunday. It was a big piece in the Sunday. I talked about it on Monday. And this was that headline. For those of you who are watching on ResetTheRadio.com, I'll read it to those of you who are listening on the radio. New York Times, Sunday edition. An accuser's story suggests how Trump might appear in the Epstein files. A former Jeffrey Epstein employee said that she told the FBI in 1996 and in 2006 about what she considered a troubling encounter with Donald J. Trump. For those of you just getting here, let me read it again. An accuser's story suggests how Trump might appear in the Epstein files, just like today's article in the Wall Street Journal. A former Jeffrey Epstein employee said that she told the FBI in 1996 and in 2006 about what she considered a troubling encounter with Donald J. Trump. This story is about a woman by the name of Maria Farmer. You probably didn't know about her because you probably weren't paying attention to this story, but the rest of us were. So I want to take us back 2 years. 2 years. Joe Biden's in the White House. Jeffrey Epstein is still on the lips of everyone. And Jesse Waters got an opportunity to interview Maria Farmer. We are in the throes of a presidential election, 2023. Donald Trump had already announced. Maria Farmer showing up on Jesse Waters to talk about being assaulted sexually by Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. In 2023, while Donald Trump is running for re-election.
Maria Farmer was a young artist working at Epstein's property in 1996. When she says Epstein and his partner, Ghislaine Maxwell, f***ed her. She says she first went to the NYPD and then to the FBI, but no one took any action at all. The Bureau sat on her claims for a decade. How many women could have been saved if Epstein had been brought to justice in the 90s? Well, Maria's attorneys believe Epstein could have been an FBI informant who was allowed to get away with sex crimes, and now she's filing a $600 million claim against the FBI for their, quote, grotesque failures in this case.
In 2023, Jeffrey Epstein is dead. Now, as I showed you yesterday, that Brad Edwards was an attorney that was getting hundreds of millions of dollars from Jeffrey Epstein's estate. Never once was anybody mentioning Donald Trump. Nobody was. And neither was Marie Farmer. Until the July 20th New York Times article. Here's a little bit of her talking to Jesse.
Here now, Maria Farmer, who was the first victim to go to the authorities about Jeffrey Epstein, and her attorney, Jennifer Freeman.
Now, you can watch that, and guess what? In the 7, 8, 9 minutes of that interview, in 2023, while Donald Trump is hot on the trails of Joe Biden, no one in that interview mentioned Donald Trump's name. Now, you're probably saying, Reese, but that's circumstantial. What does that prove? Well, she was filing lawsuits. She filed it against the FBI. She could have done anything. She could have gone against Donald Trump. He was a billionaire at the time. And don't forget, it's 2023. Donald Trump is in the news for how many different lawsuits and lawfare? It's everywhere, isn't he? Yes. Yes, he is. He sucked the oxygen out of every story. But yet, Maria Farmer, no story. And again, in 1996, when she made her report to the FBI, she went on to tell Jesse Waters in that interview that when she made that report in 1996, the FBI hung up on her. And then she made another claim in 2006, and that's when they finally listened to her. That's why she believed that he was an informant for the FBI, because they were protecting him. But in both of those exchanges, she never talks about Donald Trump. But again, circumstantial. So I figured, hell, let's travel back 4 years before 2023. Folks, 2019 would put us back 7 years. 7 years. And at that time, in 2019, the President of the United States is Donald J. Trump. And Maria Farmer was in the news. In fact, she wasn't on Fox. She was on CBS. CBS This Morning, where they did an entire feature about her, her assault, and her art.
The women Maria Farmer started drawing this month are all alleged victims of Jeffrey Epstein. She's sketched 7 so far, including her younger sister.
I tried for a long time to just not think about them. And then I decided I can't ignore it anymore. I'm going to draw them. I'm going to paint them. I'm going to glorify them.
She'd been unable to paint for more than 20 years, she says, after her own alleged assault by Epstein and his close friend, Ghislaine Maxwell.
And that's what Ghislaine and Jeffrey did. They took away the thing I was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And they did that to everybody.
Farmer was a promising young artist when she says she met Epstein and Maxwell at an art show in New York City in 1995. Epstein bought this painting of hers that night, and she says eventually offered her a job. The 26-year-old soon found herself working the front desk in his palatial New York City townhouse.
I watched this entire 7-minute piece in November of 2019. It aired. Not one mention of the current president of the United States against its clear rival, CBS News, who played a part, as many other news outlets, what to smear the president of the United States, but yet no mention. None at all. No talking, no nothing. All of a sudden, Maria Farmer goes from 1996, I talked to the police, the FBI, they ignored me. 2006, I'm finally heard. All of these conversations, she's on CBS and conservative Fox News and nothing. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, hey, Maria seems to know how Donald Trump may appear in the Epstein files. And then CNN yesterday getting video of Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein obviously in some nightclub setting. What does that mean exactly? What, that they knew each other? No one's denied that. In fact, you seem to be escalating a narrative we already know. Jeffrey Epstein knew a lot of people. Jeffrey Epstein was a bungler, a political donor. He was a hedge fund guy with billions of dollars. He was throwing his money around to anybody. That's how everybody knew him. He was elite. He was rich. He was wealthy. He was part of the in crowd. And a lot of people knew him. To isolate this to Donald Trump is sad. It's sad on the part of people who are trying to suggest, they got something. But even this attempt to use Maria Farmer to smear the President of the United States fell apart a day after. She was on CNN peddling the same nonsense. Now, it's sad enough that the woman was a victim of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. But now for the news media to suggest that we don't have videotape of this woman never mentioning Donald Trump in over 7 years? Hell, it's been almost 20. Never once. And now you guys are sitting up here telling me like there's some cover-up. He must be on the files. He must be nothing. You sound ridiculous. Now, again, as I said, you may very well be telling the truth. You know what? You may have him dead to rights. But until you do, you sound silly. So other than the fact that the Wall Street Journal, in its third paragraph, says that doesn't mean anything that he was in the files. In their own article, what's the purpose of saying that he was told he was in the Epstein files only to say less than three paragraphs later, it doesn't mean he did anything. What's the purpose of the headline? Come on. Seriously. Why is it breaking news on CNN? Why did they make it breaking news on CNN? Don't believe me? Here they are. They're all looking at their BlackBerry.
We do have some new reporting into CNN, and this is, it's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that in May, Attorney General Pam Bondi and her deputy informed the president at a meeting in the White House that his name was in the Epstein files.
Now, let's see how long it takes them to say, doesn't mean anything.
This is reporting now in the Wall Street Journal. We should note that CNN has not independently confirm that information.
Yes, very important. And obviously, in which context, right? That's really the question.
In what context did his name come up in those files?
That's right. They were friends and close friends for years. The president obviously has a timeline about when he stopped associating with Epstein. But this is obviously a big story from the Wall Street Journal.
What's a big story?
They're reporting that Trump was told his name was in the Epstein files. But let's just go through real quick, because this is a deluge of information right now about what is happening regarding the Epstein files. A judge has declined to release grand jury documents from the criminal probe into Epstein. You have the House Oversight Committee subpoenaing Ghislaine Maxwell for a deposition. And you also have a House Oversight Subcommittee, Democrats on that committee, very possibly close to succeeding in forcing a subpoena on the Epstein files.
Right.
And then
with
the
Republican votes.
That's right. That's how they would do it. That's the only way they could do it. And then Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney telling CNN her meeting with DOJ is going to determine how she responds to that congressional subpoena. The DOJ, of course, has been so criticized by Donald Trump's MAGA base for how they have handled this.
Where's the story about the Wall Street Journal? Where's the story? They're talking about everything else except the Wall Street Journal story. They broke news on the Wall Street Journal headline, and they're talking about anything and everything else. Now, I know that a lot of people don't know how this thing works in the news media, but that's called burying the lead. That's how that works. You start off with the big thing you got nothing on, so you can then go into the other stuff. That's the distraction. Wall Street Journal wasted ink on that article. CNN knows it. That's why they jumped over it. We can't independently verify. No one can independently verify what's in the files. They haven't seen them. So everybody's grasping at straws. Everybody's using unnamed sources. It's sad. It's pathetic. But I've been here long enough. No offense, folks. No offense to the people who do news. I've been here long enough. And I know a lot of them get mad at me every day. Right? Like, I'm exposing the secrets. I'm not exposing anything. People with half a brain know that very much this is your dishwasher killing you, news at 11. Okay? That's all. Let's just call it what it is. I have to get angry about it because I'm just like, I have to keep explaining to people. And guess what? And you know, I'll say this. You know what really, really bakes me? Let me tell you what bakes me. Grown ass adults. People in their 50s, their 60s, even their 70s. Still falling for the trope. Still falling for the okie doke. Still haven't learned how to bob and weave. It's embarrassing to witness. Get another check of the weather and traffic when we return.